Well, this morning we are concluding a brief two-week sermon series entitled Gospel of Dogs. So I'm reading from Romans chapter 7 selected verses, and these are the words from the Apostle Paul. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold into slavery under sin. I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh I am a slave to the law of sin. Last week, I talked about how dogs exemplify the attitudes and characteristics of God. However, not everything that a dog does is intelligent. My mother-in-law, Dottie Lou, has a dog that sometimes does things that we laugh about. For example, the dog found a long stick that it grabbed in its mouth, and then it went running for the house. The only problem was the doggy door was only wide enough for the dog, and not for a stick turned sideways. She ran to the door, and bam! That stick hit both sides of the door, and it knocked her back. But the funny thing was, it took many, many hits before the dog figured it out. That stick was not going to fit through that door. Paul says in the scripture this morning that it is hard to do the things we should do. And it is difficult to not do the things we shouldn't do. He even talks about doing the very thing that he hates. He's talking about our inner struggle. My dog Bandy would sometimes find a dead animal in the fields around my childhood home. You know what she would do? She would go and roll in the mess. And then she would return to the house and we'd be like, oh man, what smells? And it'd be my dog. She loved to roll in the stink. Do we ever roll in the stink? Do we ever do things we're ashamed of? Things we shouldn't do? It is human nature to want to roll in the stink. When I was a teenager, we lived across the street from the high school I went to. Every 4th of July, the city would have its fireworks display at that high school. One July 4th, my dog Bandy got so scared that she ran off hearing all the fireworks. And she didn't come back. She didn't return the next day or the next day. She was lost. I wondered if she'd ever return. 4 days later, she showed up with deep gashes in her flesh that I guessed had come about from trying to get through a barbed wire fence. We know dogs wander away from home. They get excited about something and they're gone. They get preoccupied with chasing a coyote or a rabbit, and then they don't come back. They might be missed for hours or days, or might never come back. We've seen what happens as a result, right? People post signs like the sign on the screen. Signs that say lost dog with a picture of the dog and maybe the last place that it was seen. In a similar way, we can become lost. We get preoccupied with chasing something. Fame or money or power or entertainment or happiness. It captures our full attention. And we forget about Jesus. We forget about ethics and morals. And over time, we become lost. Fortunately, we know that Jesus searches for the lost. He seeks those who have left Him, who've run away from Him. He puts up posters. He hands out flyers. That's why Jesus said, as recorded in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." You see, God wants to bring back those who have strayed away. He binds up the injured. He strengthens the weak. A wife had just returned from shopping. She couldn't wait to put on her new blouse and show it to her husband. "How do you like it?" she asked proudly. He wanted to say, "I don't. It's ugly." But fortunately, he hesitated. Just long enough for their poodle Tia to begin barking ferociously at the wife, as though she were an intruder. As the poodle continued barking, the wife came to the sad conclusion, "I don't think Tia likes my new blouse." That gave the husband the courage to say, "I can understand her feeling." Surprisingly, there was no further discussion, no further argument. The wife accepted the unanimous verdict calmly, but the husband had to return the blouse. When the clerk asked for the reason why the husband was returning the blouse, he simply told the truth. "Our dog didn't like it." Dogs may warn us of bad fashion choices. They might alert us to an intruder, to a snake or a rodent in the yard. But do we heed the warning? Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we choose poorly. Even though the warning signs are everywhere, even dogs don't heed warnings. You know, like, don't eat the turkey on the table. Don't jump up and eat those cupcakes. Don't go through the trash. Don't get up on that couch. Don't you dare chew up the furniture this time. Don't eat my shoes. You ever notice that a dog sometimes shows shame when they've done something wrong? Here's a few photos of dogs that show a little bit of shame. Yeah, that pizza boxes are everywhere. Go to the next one. How about the next one? Yeah, that couch is never going to be the same again. I know if you're like me, you scolded your dog when your dog did something bad. You did not want them to chew up something else. But we still loved our dogs, didn't we? Even though they'd done something bad? God scolds us when we do wrong. He knows it could hurt us. But God still loves us. God wants to rescue us. It is through God that we find healing. It is through His love that we are transformed. Many people were interested in Jesus. And those people were broken and rejected, and they had problems. Some were physically ill. Some were plagued by mental illness. Some had addictions. But those people found in Jesus a God who loved them and cared for them even when they screwed up. Through Jesus, they found value and they found worth. My mother-in-law, Dottie Lou, knew that her stick-carrying dog wanted to help her. She trained her dog to run all the way down at the end of her long, long driveway to get the newspaper and bring it back to her. She also trained it to go and get her cane when she needed it. The dog did these things because it wanted to please her. But the dog also quickly realized that every time it did a useful task, it got a tasty treat. It wasn't long before the dog would grab the newspaper that was already in the house, carry it all the way down to the end of the driveway and back, drop it for the second time at Dottie Lou's feet, and look for a treat. Dogs want to please their master. They don't care what kind of day you've had. They just want to be your companion. They just want to help. It's why dogs can be trained as therapy dogs. Ephesians 5:10 says, "Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord." So what would please God? How would we do that? The answer is found in Micah 6:8. "He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" What are you doing to please God? If there is something you do, do you do it because God wants you to do it? In what ways are you doing justice? In what ways are you practicing kindness? In what ways are you humbly walking with God? Ever notice that dogs enjoy life? I mean, they don't know where their next meal's coming from. They don't fret about what's going to happen tomorrow. They don't worry about getting sick. They don't worry about the fact that the economy may be having some problems. They play. They run. They walk. They sleep. They make friends. They forgive quickly. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus asked, "Why do you worry? Why do you worry what you're going to eat or drink? Why do you worry about how long you're going to live?" He went on to say, "Seek first His righteousness." And all this stuff, it'll be taken care of. You ever noticed how simple dogs' toys are? A tennis ball can give so much joy for such a long time for a dog. And frankly, dogs don't even need tennis balls. They just need a stick. I've watched so many dogs just chase after sticks. Sometimes we forget that the best things are the simplest things. Not the things you buy. Maybe it's going out and looking at the stars at night. Maybe it's just taking a walk around our neighborhood. Maybe it's just eating with friends. The simplest things can bring us joy. And I believe that God wants us to enjoy life and to have an abundant life. So we're all prone to wander, to get in the stink, but God is willing to take us back, no matter how smelly we get. He searches for the lost. He heals those who are broken and wounded. He helps those who have been hurt. And He can help us be made whole again. He washes us clean and makes us new. He is our master and invites us to follow Him. And when we do, we find peace. And He invites us to a life of joy. You know what joy looks like? Let me let a dog show you what joy is like. It's your time. Come and take a chance. Take the world by the hand and lead it to your destination so we can see you shining, baby. Amen.